This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see that Ice Cube? We just played the Ice Cube song there. Did you see the Dodgers?
I didn't see him bringing out the trophy. I heard you guys talking about it.
What was that car, Hoff, that he came out with? It was a beautiful...
It's a beautiful blue. I don't know if it was an Impala.
Dodger blue.
Yeah,
like old school Impala. Got the low riding back wheels.
Was it bouncing up and down?
It wasn't really bouncing up and down, but just those. And then Cube was bumping. That music was blasting in Dodger Stadium as he drives on the outfield warning track, whatever, drives the World Series trophy up to home plate to present there to Dave Roberts and have it there. But the music blasting and Dodger fans.
Sick, dude.
It was. I'm not a West Coast guy at all. And I do like Cube's music, but. You know, I prefer the East Coast, and I'm not a Hollywood. I can't stand Hollywood. It was a 57 Chevy, so there you go.
Wow.
No, a 57 Chevy Impala? You got to get the details on that. What kind of Chevy was it? I mean, come on here.
57. It just says 57 Chevy.
Yeah, anyway, so you had Ice Cube. You know, it was just a... That was a sick environment. Even though it's not my thing and I don't like the Dodgers, you should check that out. Because I know you like Cube as well.
I do. I like Cube. I think he's a good guy. I like his music. And let's face it, you know, he crushed it last year, going back to when he just waltzed onto that field and just crushed it.
A little different
in
energy
the World Series.
Than Fat Joe.
Yeah, I mean, he, a little different. It's a little different. Leave it at that. Yeah, no problems with you.
All right, so I had a major issue, and you know me, I'm high on Nimmo going in this year.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a big year. Yeah. But when you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. And the thing that drove me nuts was not just the result in the eighth inning when Nimmo came up with the bases loaded and lined out to center field. You had three guys before him walk. Soto walked, Alonso walked, Vientos walks.
Yep.
And what does Nimmo do?
His first pitch.
Come on, man. You're swinging at the... Now, I'm okay if you do that, but you better be damn sure that you do damage with it. If you're swinging at the first pitch after three... build some of the drama and work to get back.
Yeah.
Maybe you get him to walk you as well. Maybe you get a better pitch. And it just... See, to me, when we were talking about Soto maybe being a little aggressive in that spot, I don't think that Soto was over-aggressive. I think he got beat by a better pitch. I think Nimmo was trying to... be overly aggressive in that spot.
This is honestly a baseball philosophy that I do go back and forth on. Like if one of my kids pulls that this weekend, you know, I'd give them the take sign in that situation. Right. So I get it. But I don't mind it in this situation. To me, that was a just get me over pitch. And, you know, it's like he popped it. He didn't rope it.
Yeah. He didn't even hit it hard.
Yeah, I know, but there's something to be said for being aggressive in the right spot. It's a fine line. Now, generally, it's like, you know, when you take a game winner, you know, a 30-foot fall away versus a better shot. All right, if you crush the shot, that's great. If you miss it, we're going to sit there and say bad shot. Same thing when there's a guy on the mound who can't find the strike zone. You know, the three batters before you were just parading around the bases, and you make his life easier by, you know, hitting a semi-soft liner to center. I don't love it. But I also don't completely resist the mindset of the pitcher knows he's got to get something over.
Yeah.
And you give it a good lash and he just missed it.
Yeah, Abreu also, that inning happens to be being replayed right now on SNY in our studio. Vientos also swung at the first pitch after the two guys before him walked, but he ended up working out the walk. And I get the thought process of, oh, he's got to come over with a strike here. But if you're going to swing there, then you got to... I'm more upset about the result than I am the first pitch, but the fact that he did swing at the first pitch after three consecutive walks and didn't get the result done, That bothered me. You mentioned you could be giving the takes on. Can you do that with your gout hand there?
That's the other hand I do it with.
Oh, all right. So you're going to be okay, Coach?
I ain't playing, man.
Coach BT. What do the kids call you?
Coach B. Usually Coach B.
Okay, Coach B. You'd be all right with the left-handed gout?
I was all right in the box, man. I ain't playing anymore.
Just in case you have any issues, Roy is in Middletown and maybe help you out with that. Roy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Great show as always. It is a twofold call real quick. I know you're pressed for time. Big Yankee fan going Sunday, was a little unsure about Wells being a leadoff spot, but in a weird way, kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, obviously, they're too left-handed, and we need to mix it up and get some right-handed bats in there. But, you know, that remains to be seen. But, Brian, real quick. With
Brandon.
Out, okay? I'm sorry, Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. Go ahead. That's all good.
BT. Yeah. Okay. So with your gout, I'm a gym rat, okay?
Okay.
And I couldn't believe when I first had my attack 4 or 5 years ago, make this quick, and it hit me in my toe joint and then in the base of my thumb.
Yeah.
I thought that I'd break my hand.
Yeah.
You're thinking, right?
Yes.
So real quick, I'll give you some advice, but do you remember what you might have had to eat?
I had the sushi that Sal had.
I'm sorry?
Sushi.
Fish. Okay.
Sushi, yeah. Yep. But not all shellfish.
No, you're right. You're right. But
mercury.
Yes, it's purines that are in that fish that'll make that attack happen. Yep. But I'll tell you what I did over the last year, and I haven't had any attacks.
What?
I went to the tart cherry supplement at the health food store.
That's funny.
Two a day.
I saw that. The St. John's players, I don't know if it's the same thing.
Well, that's be fair. Thank you for the call,
I've seen that tart thing around the facility. If it's the same thing, it might not be the same thing. Dude, it is debilitating, man. I mean, it is just...
The gout, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Now, it's already started to dissipate the pain.
Okay.
But when it comes out, you can't help but not think that you broke your hand. The pain is so intense and so concentrated in one spot.
Is it a joint thing?
It is.
Then maybe my thing was the gout. Then the joint in my...
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to be joint. Let me see. Where is it again?
Yeah.
Kind of in the palmish where...
But what the hell else could it be?
I don't know.
Yeah. I know, man.
How many times? I don't know. What else could it be? You tell us.
No. If it coincides with after eating a lot, or eating something different, maybe abnormal. I don't know.
I've never had it before. And we are a sushi family. We generally get sushi once a week.
What did you have the night before?
I think pasta. I think we made pasta.
Okay.
And, you know, we mess around
with
a little
fun.
We made
pasta or?
A little gravy, a little.
Jen made pasta or we made pasta? When you say
I actually made it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I made it. I did make it. And, you know, I don't drink during the week. I don't really drink during the weekends. All right, save the St. John's jokes. I really don't. So it's not an alcohol thing. I know that it's not. I don't drink very frequently at all.
Right. See, for me, that day that it could have been coinciding with a combination of things, overeating, high sodium foods, whatever, but then the alcohol as well on top of it.
Dude.
I just remember that I couldn't open a door. My hand was so sensitive and hurt. And you today are wearing that bandage on your left hand.
Yeah, but I'm here.
Well, sucking it up.
And I'm touching the microphone. It hurts. Like, I always adjust the mic. You know that. I always got to touch it. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, you know how bad it hurts because he has not broken his mic yet today.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't adjusted it that.
It's hanging by a thread, though. It really is, Hoff. You got to see this. I actually have to tighten it.
BT and Sal on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Come back. Reset. Down with the King. Topic of the day. Juan Soto and the Mets. We obviously get to the Yankees as well. But talking Mets and Yanks off opening day yesterday.